Mark Ferrante, safety Jalen Goodman, and wide receiver Jaron Hake. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Rob.
Coach, I'll start with you. 6-5 a year ago with a really young team, but you guys finished the season with a win over your rival, Delaware. What are the expectations as we head into 2023?
Well, we kind of enter every year pretty much the same, Rob. We're cautiously optimistic about the season we're going to have. We're excited about the season that we're about to enter into. We put the season prior to in the rearview mirror. It doesn't matter what we did a year ago. We're trying to refocus and regroup and get ready to go for a great 2023. So summer went well. Guys have been working really hard. A lot of the team was here in June. The whole team's been here in July. So they've been working with our strength staff and doing what they need to do there. So we're just, like I always enter every year the same way, cautiously optimistic about 2023.
Very good. We'll start with some questions. Start with Martin Argici. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. Jaron, wanted to ask you, you guys are picked 7th in the preseason poll. In fact, Jalen also, I wanted to get your responses to that after being, you know, picked to win it a year ago.
Yeah, just a response to that. Kind of brings me back to my freshman year, 2019. We were picked dead last to finish in the CAA, and we ended up finishing top 2 or 3 there. So Coach Ferrante tries to hone in on us every single year that it doesn't really matter if we're picked 7th, 1st, or 15th. These are just expected rankings. It doesn't really affect how we're going to enter the season and what we want to do with this season.
Yeah, Jalen, how about you?
Yeah, I'm on the same boat as Jaron. It doesn't really matter where we start, whether it's 7th, 10th, or 15th. It's all about how we finish. And we're planning to go into the season finishing on top, and that's what we're trying to do. So,
okay, thank you. One more question, Mark. Could you talk about your quarterback situation, Connor coming back? What is the pecking order of the people who are competing to be up there and to challenge him?
Well, it's always, you know, you start fresh every year. You know, I talk to the guys all the time. Okay, you were a starter last year. Well, now you got to fight to maintain and keep that spot. So we got Connor coming back as a grad guy. He finished, graduating in the spring. Now this is his 5th year. So he's been in the system and been with Coach Bowden the longest. Then we have Tanner Maddox, who's done a good job since he's been here. He's a rising sophomore in the classroom, redshirt freshman on the field. Then we have Jack Ryder. We have a grad transfer, James Mott. And we have incoming freshman, Rob Russo. So we got 5 guys in the room. They're going to compete. Connor and Tanner obviously have the upper hand because they've been the ones in the system the longest and have gotten the most reps, you know, during spring practice and so on. So we're excited about the competition and we'll see how it goes. But right now, I guess leading the race would be Connor just from last year's experience and so on.
Okay. Thank you.
Glenn, your question for the Villanova guys. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. And Jalen, for you, you've played with some outstanding defensive football players over your career at Villanova. How much have they taught you and made you a better player?
I would say the main thing I gained from all those guys is to have the confidence when you're out there that you're the best. That's the main thing that radiated from them, whether it was Forrest Ryan, Amin Black, Jaquan Amos, they all had the over-the-top confidence that they were the best. And that's something I felt was able to radiate on to me and to other guys on the team. And that's what I plan to do with the younger guys that I have on the team.
You're ready to assume the mantle of mentor to some of the younger players then, correct?
Yes, absolutely. With me, with my experience and with my age and with how long I've been here, I feel like it's only right that I take on that role and teach, bring the young guys along.
Hey, Jaron, Villanova's been known as a real good running offense. And how much has that helped the passing game, you know, with the forcing the defenses really to look run? How much has that opened up space for you and the quarterbacks?
I think it's safe to say, I mean, it helps a lot. So you're not going to have a good pass game if you know the team's going to run every single play. So I think we had a really good balance last year in these last past couple of years. We like to run a lot of RPOs. So can't run an RPO without a run and a pass option. We have a great bunch of group of backs. We have D. Will, TD, Jalen Jackson's coming back, which is huge for us. And we got a lot of younger guys we plan on getting some touches. So we got a plethora of running backs that are going to do some good for us this year. And that's obviously always helpful to open up the pass game.
Thank you. And Mark, question, did you go into the season Do you think you have good balance on both sides of the football, or will there be one group that kind of will be have a little bit of a lead as the season begins?
Well, it's hard to say, Glenn. I mean, I think we have pretty good balance now, although we do have some new faces on the defense. Last year, we were really young on defense. We only had three returning starters, and we had the most experience on the offensive side of the ball last year. This year, it does seem to be a little more balanced. You know, we have a really deep and experienced secondary. You know, we have some returning linebackers that played for the first time last year. So now, you know, they have the experience under their belt right now. And then up front, we did bring in some older grad transfers to help us bolster the defensive line. So from a maturity standpoint, we are older in class. We do have some nice freshmen. We have about 20 new freshmen and four grad transfers, but there's 68 returning players from last year's roster. So that's pretty good balance. And like I said, we have a lot of experience on both sides of the ball as far as, you know, the amount of time these guys have been playing college football, most of them here, some of them from other places. So I think we have pretty good balance on both sides. And I think our special teams, we've got Mercurio coming back. We've got our long snapper, Ben Wheelis, coming back. And Nate Fondacaro missed last year, and he was an all-league punter the year before. So Nate Fondacaro is back. So I think we're pretty good in the special teams area as well.
Thank you, Mark.
Next question, guys, from Azar. Go ahead, Azar.
Yes, this question is for Coach. Last season, I know particularly last year, I mean, your day, you was when your team was – highly picked to win it all, or, you know, be at the top at the end in the playoffs, you were kind of concerned, and your major statement was, you know, you didn't want your team, as Coach Saban would say, drink the poison. With how things ended last year, even though you did have a winning season, how much you going to use that to address to your players about the expectations and basically ignoring that and not drinking the poison for a successful season this year?
Yeah, it's hard to not see it with social media today. So you're going to see all the things that, you know, the preseason ranking this year, the preseason all-league selections for this year. I mean, it's unavoidable, right? And some of that stuff in the old days used to be bulletin board material that you had to print out and say, hey, look, they're disrespecting us at number nine, or hey, wow, we're number one, and all that stuff. So, but we try to approach every year the same, Azar. We really do, regardless of the season before or record. And I know our guys are chomping at the bit to get started, the ones that are returning from last year's program, because, you know, they're not happy with how our season went. So, you know, but you can only control the controllables. You know, I always enter every year, like I said at the beginning of this conversation, cautiously optimistic. But if you have a rash of injuries, sometimes that's unavoidable. It can kind of turn you a different direction. So we want to try to avoid the injury bug. But I know our guys are chomping at the bit to get started. And I know they've been working real hard all through the offseason, through preseason, and then what I've seen them doing this summer.
Thank you, Coach.
Next question from Skip Foreman. Good morning, Skip.
Thank you, Rob. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Great, Skip. How are you today?
Doing fine. I'm going to veer off topic here for a minute. We've been recently in the throes of allegations of hazing at Northwestern University. Not to get you to comment on that specific situation, but to ask you, do you have safeguards in place? Do you have anything that you go over with your players to start the season to let them know that you won't be tolerating that sort of thing on your team?
Well, every year when we come back, this year, the whole team arrived July 2nd, including the incoming freshmen. And then next Wednesday, we report again. And first day we come in, and then first time in, we meet as a full team in the offseason, we talk about all our rules, and we have our team policy, and hazing is part of that team policy conversation. So we're open, we're transparent. We talk about anything and everything that we feel we need to talk about. Our school has a non-hazing policy in place. Obviously, our athletic department has a non-hazing policy in place. And then in my team policy, we talk about hazing and how it doesn't happen here. The thing is, we're not with them 24/7. You know, so I hope that they get the message when they're in the dorm and those types of things. But I know we don't have any of that stuff happening in the locker room, on the field, in the weight room, or anything like that. So it's something we talk about openly. And like I said, I hope our guys are listening, and we haven't had any incidents to deal with. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that that stays the same.
Thank you, Coach.
Sure thing.
Next Jaron, I wanted to ask a question for you. You've had a lot of success during your career at Villanova last year. Year one, working with Connor on a full-time basis, and there's a lot of guys back on offense, including him. How much more comfortable are you with him going into the season, and what are the expectations for that offense? As you touched on earlier, you have an awful lot of guys coming back.
I think it was great, number one, for Connor to sit behind Dan Smith, who had 5 or 6 years of experience starting as a quarterback. But you can't really get the true experience unless you're in the game and having that true game experience, you know, having the pressure of stepping back in the pocket, making plays, 2-minute drills. So I think last year was a great, great learning curve or experience for Connor. He started off strong, but then quickly realized once we got into CAA and league play that it's a totally different ball game. As for how comfortable we are with him, I think all of us are comfortable with him. We all have confidence that he can get the job done. I believe that we all probably think that he's one of the best quarterbacks in the CAA, if not the FCS. He's got one of the strongest arms. And I think once he improves his IQ a little bit, which he has this past year, he's going to be pretty dangerous in what we have on offense.
Jalen, the entire starting secondary is back on defense. When you play that position with all the communication that's necessary, how comfortable, how nice is it to be around some guys you've played a lot of snaps with back there?
It makes things a lot easier because there's more than one voice talking. When everyone has that type of experience, everyone is already expecting what's to come next when that motion happens. So we're all communicating. Everything is really clear. And it just makes everything easier for everyone else in the field too, not even just the secondary, with having that much experience in the back.
Got a question from Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Mark, I wanted to ask you, Michael Corby, a preseason first team all conference selection. You've had a lot of good offensive linemen. Can you kind of put him in perspective and, you know, tell me what you think of him?
Yeah, Mike's a phenomenal player for us. He came in here as a walk-on and just developed and earned the scholarship. And he's been playing for us for a number of years now. And this is going to be, you know, due to the COVID and, you know, not playing his first year, this is actually his sixth year. I think he has 3 majors and 4 minors or something like that. He's been taking so many classes. He's a really sharp guy, but he plays with an edge. You know, he's probably the most aggressive guy we have up front playing that guard position, and he can also be a center, so he's a very durable guy. So we're excited about Mike coming back because we weren't sure we were going to have him, and then he decided to, you know, come back for that sixth year. So but he's tenacious, real good technician, real smart. You know, like I said, he can play center and make all the calls needed there. He does prefer guard, I do know that. So we're just excited to have Mike back along with, you know, some of the other guys up front. We have a pretty good nucleus of returning players coming back up front.
Do you think the fact that he can play inside at center or guard, that might help his prospects maybe at the next level?
I don't know how serious they're looking at him, to be honest, for the next level. And I don't know if he's even, you know, thinking along those lines. I know he was a little while ago, but, you know, he has gotten banged up a little bit. But I think it can help him. I mean, he can move his feet. He has long arms. He's not overly tall, but he's so thick and so wide. He's probably taller than he looks just because of, you know, how thick he is. But he's a really good player. We're just excited to have him back because, like I said, at the end of last season, heading into the Christmas break before the second semester started, we weren't sure we were going to have him back. So now that he's back in the program, that just helps us up front tremendously.
Thank you.
Mark, one more for you. With that offensive line and all those guys back that you just touched on, last year at the running back position, you started the year with a lot of depth and just continued to get banged up. How is the health of those guys? And do you see the running game being a big part of what you can do?
Well, we're right where we started last year, Rob. We're all pretty healthy right now.
Yeah.
You know, and we have all 3 of our top running backs back. We have all of our top wideouts back with Jaron and Pringle, you know, being our leading receivers ever since pretty much 2019. Those 2 guys have been the leading receivers. And our whole line is back now that Corby plugged himself back in. We got Torres up front, Temi Ajiratutu, Jake Picard ended up playing 7 games at center because Colin Gamroth was out. And, you know, and then we have Stefan Voltaire, who's played for us before. He's probably the only true new starter up front. So we're excited. But again, Everyone keeps asking me the questions about last year. We're excited going into last year, and we finished up 6-5. So we are as excited as we were, or as excited as we're going to be. And now we just have to go out there and perform and be ready each week, regardless of who we're playing.
All right, Mark, Jalen, Jaron, thank you so much for your time this morning. Good luck as the year goes along and as camp gets started. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.